Okay, breaking news. Trump does not have to pay off the national debt because he's figured out a far more clever way to achieve it. And what is that? Well, I'm not just talking about gold revaluation, that gimmick between the Treasury and the Fed. I'm not just talking about stable coins and how Trump wants to generate trillions of dollars in new money for the Treasury by having everybody buy stable coins that are backed by Treasuries. This is way beyond that. The answer here is found in the realization that most of the government's outlays, I think somewhere around 2/3, are for entitlements, and that includes Social Security, Medicare, pensions, and so on. Money that the government pays out to people, and then the realization that, you know, they can't cut that without, of course, being completely voted out of office, but also they can't cover that without going totally broke and suffering a currency collapse. And that would be the end of the United States as we know it. So the only way to keep the United States of America viable as a, well, to keep the government viable as it currently exists, is to find a way to pay a lot less money to the people to whom that money is owed. And it turns out there's a very interesting loophole. And that loophole is, well, I don't know if you call it a loophole, it's just a fact, that entitlements stop when people die. Entitlements stop when people die. And I've seen government documents that talk about how Social Security can save over $10 trillion in the coming years by making sure that people die sooner, or, you know, they don't live as long, which of course is part of the goal of the vaccines, COVID, Operation Warp Speed, etc. You wonder why Trump was behind Operation Warp Speed. If you think about it, you know, it's a budget reduction measure. It's a cost-saving measure. Killing people sooner, which is what the COVID jab does, saves the government trillions of dollars. Well, but now we're approaching a real crisis. We're over $37 trillion in debt, and Trump is currently adding roughly about $1 trillion every 75 days. That's going to decrease to $1 trillion every other month, and then $1 trillion a month, etc. And you see where Trump is putting his focus and his partnerships. He is betraying his voters by partnering with Pfizer, and he's partnering with big tech. And it turns out that the only way to keep the U.S. government financially solvent is to exterminate a large number of Americans. And so Trump, I believe, has decided on the extermination path to financial solvency. And the companies that he's partnering with, such as Pfizer, are, in my opinion, experts at building biological weapons that achieve human extermination and infertility. Those COVID jabs cause many people to die sooner or die suddenly. And many other people are rendered infertile, and that's all by design. But it's not happening quickly enough. See, it's not happening quickly enough. So Trump is partnering with big tech to build the AI engines that are going to power the robots and the kamikaze drones so that when Skynet is activated to go out and hunt down Americans and exterminate them, well then, you know, big tech will be ready with the algorithms. And Trump will have funded that because Trump realizes that his future and the future of America's economy is going to be with machines, not humans. The era of human cognition is waning and it's going to end. Machine cognition is vastly superior to human cognition in terms of most of the jobs that people do, you know, desk jobs, spreadsheets, what have you, you know, insurance claims adjusters and government workers and whatever else. The AI engines are already demonstrating superior cognition. And combined with physical robots, then they're going to be very efficient, Terminator-style killing machines. And that's going to be part of the answer here. But in order to get us to that point, Trump also needs a war. He needs a couple of wars. He needs a domestic war, which is what the false flag shooting of Charlie Kirk was all about, to blame it on Tyler Robinson instead of the actual assassins from the Foreign Intelligence Service that carried that out, obviously. blame it on Tyler Robinson, blame it on the radical left, and then wage war against the left domestically, which is a really great cover story for why the military is killing so many people. Well, they were terrorists, we'll be told. You know, they were fighting back. They were resisting. Or why did we bomb this apartment complex in Detroit? You know, why did the military bomb it? Because the military is going to be deployed now, according to Trump, into cities like Chicago and New York and New Orleans, etc. Why did we bomb that building? Well, I don't know. Just ask Netanyahu, because it's the same reasoning. Trump will tell us, well, there were terrorists in that building. Or how do you know? Well, we don't know for sure. But our intelligence said there were terrorists. And since these terrorists, they dress like everybody else. So we just say, hey, if they're wearing clothes, they might be terrorists. So we just bomb the buildings. So that's the domestic war. And that's going to kick off here shortly. And then there's the international war. And Trump is doing everything in his power also to accelerate that. Wars with Russia and Iran both, which will probably sooner or later involve Pakistan and China. So get ready for that. It's going to be a global war. And I think that Trump realizes that if he can get American cities nuked by Russia, then that solves a lot of problems for him. Number one, it kills off a lot of Democrats who would otherwise vote against him. And then if Trump can demand a new census right after the nuclear attack, then the census can be updated to, of course, delete all the dead, smoldering Democrats who were nuked. And then that would, of course, affect the House of Representatives. It would give more seats to Republicans. And it would also affect the Electoral College, because the Electoral College is based on the U.S. Census, the actual body count of living people. But the census doesn't count dead people, it turns out. Well, I mean, not unless the Democrats are running the census, in which case dead people are definitely counted. But if Trump's running the census, dead people will not be counted. And then Democrats will also lose Electoral College points or votes that determine the president in the 2028 election. Okay? Is it starting to make sense now? So mass death of certain Americans, that would be left-wing Americans, not only solves all kinds of financial problems, solvency problems for the federal government by vastly reducing its outlays on everything from Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, you know, disability, pensions, etc. And it's Democrats who disproportionately collect those benefits compared to Republicans. But also the mass extermination of Democrats solves the election problems for the GOP, possibly for decades to come. I mean, if the U.S. even lasts that long. So what I'm expecting to see is the acceleration of any vector of mass extermination that favors the Democrats for extermination. And it's notable that Democrats are very obedient to vaccines. So vaccines are one vector that is probably already being used to achieve disproportionate extermination. But also, more Democrats live in cities than do conservatives, and cutting off the power grid to the cities would be a very, malicious but also effective way of killing off lots of Democrats. So expect power grid failures to be blamed on China or Russia or North Korea. But I'm talking about long-term power grid failures for the cities. And you know what? It's hard for people to riot when they have no electricity, it turns out. Yeah, because they have no water, they have no fuel. They can't really rise up against the government when they're barely surviving themselves. So one way to deal with the coming riots and revolts, which are inevitable, is to turn off the power grid and blame someone else. So there'll be a false flag power grid outage. And at the end of the day, if all these vectors are activated and sustained for a period of time, like 6 to 12 months, Trump could actually see the extermination of 100 million Americans, maybe more, especially if there are nuclear weapons involved. So I think that's the agenda. I really do. This is not hyperbole. I think that's the actual plan, because Trump and his team figured, well, they don't need Democrats, and America doesn't need Democrats and leftists, because, well, I mean, Democrats are retarded anyway, and AI is going to replace most of them. But then again, compared to AI superintelligence, all humans are retarded. You know, even Einstein is retarded compared to superintelligence. So, you know, eventually all human cognition is obsolete. And that day is not that far away. But I think Trump is going to start with Democrats because it achieves political gains that are very important, you know, to him. All right, now, obviously, I am opposed to any kind of mass genocide or ethnic cleansing or mass extermination. So I'm covering this to point out how insane this is, but also how the federal government is in such an insane position that the only way they can survive is to kill off a bunch of their own people. Like, that's where we are in history. So that's how Trump solves the national debt problem. It's through mass extermination. So you should expect that to happen. It has already begun. So stay tuned. I've got more podcasts and interviews and a whole lot more. You can find all my work at Brighteon.com or my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.